Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clap and a Ric Flair. Woo! It's the Wendy's Big Show on a Tuesday. We are 2 days away, Gary Ellerson, from getting on a plane and getting out of this mess that is like 9 degrees outside. Oh, but we got a lot more for you. We got a lot of good stuff once we get down to Arizona. Wendy's Big Show, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, you at 414-799-1250, live at 105.7FM, thefan.com, and the Wendy's Fresh, never frozen inbox at 105.7FM, The Fan. We like it when you add us. That's what's up. It's at Gary Ellerson, at Sparky Radio, at Bill Schmidt Radio. And guys, we need some positive energy in here today because people were losing, Gary, their natural damn minds last night right around, what, 10:35 that Bucks game ended Phoenix?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody worried. Sparky, everybody freaking out last night. Come on, guys. We're all good. It's all good. I was looking for the old meme. It's all good in the hood. We're all hanging out. It's one game, 35%. You don't shoot well. It looked like more of a CYM game for me, if I could think about it anywhere else. Kind of felt like an intramural game. We used to do intramurals Sunday nights. Sunday nights, right? Uh-huh. Nobody wants to play 5-on-5 basketball on Sunday night, 9 o'clock Sunday at night. Everyone's hungover. Everyone's just, you know, making sure that they can remember their names tomorrow, and then you're going 40 minutes up and down. That's what it felt like the Bucks did last night after maybe about the 6-7 minute mark in that first quarter. Got out to a nice lead, Sparky, played relaxed basketball for a while, and then got kind of just nipped in the butt. You know, it's all good, right?
I don't have any issues with it whatsoever. They just didn't play well, and everybody was missing shots. And Middleton was awful, obviously. Everybody's going to talk about Middleton, I'm sure, but Mirotić didn't shoot the ball well. Nobody on the team really shot the ball well. Giannis was okay, but and for the most part, if the whole team doesn't play well, you're going to lose the basketball game, even against a garbage team like the Suns, who has beaten you twice. So they messed that thing up for you for the season, and now you've lost back-to-back, so they messed that one up for you for the season, so everybody can stop talking about that going forward. But it was just a bad game. It's going to happen. Now you get a couple days off, get your legs back, get back home in your own bed. Relax a little bit, and then get ready to play coming up on Thursday night. I don't think there's anything to overreact to necessarily. I just don't. When I got lunch today, and my buddy was like, my buddy Mike, Gary knows Mike.
Yeah.
He's like,
my buddy Mike.
Dude, Middleton.
Our buddy Mike.
Yeah, Middleton. $30 million. No way, no chance. Literally poked his hat out to me in the drive-thru. There's no way he's worth it, Sparky.
No.
1-for-13? No way.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, man, I hear you. And we'll see how this whole thing plays out because everybody's after Middleton like always. Every time the Bucks lose and he doesn't play well, Middleton's the scapegoat. But, folks, this could be a playoff game. This could happen in a playoff series.
Yeah, you could go 12-for-42 in any night.
Any night. You could do it in 2 or 3 nights in a row if you all can't find it together at the same time. You go ice cold. That's why every time somebody starts telling me about it, you're an idiot if you don't think they're going to be in the final, Sparky, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not. I just understand how this works in
you're
the
not
NBA.
An idiot, you saying?
No.
Okay.
I just understand how this works in the NBA.
How's
and
it work?
A team can get cold. And if you get cold, especially like when you're the Bucks, you're going to be in trouble. Because last night's a perfect example. They walled off Giannis and said no. They had DeAndre Ayton under there, who does a hell of a job as a rookie. He's just going to get better and better. That dude,
he's going to be a really good player.
He's going to be really good.
That take against Giannis at what?
Yes.
The last few minutes of the game, that was strong.
I'm telling you, that dude is going to be serious. And Phoenix might come around here in the next 3 or 4 years as they continue to add talent through the draft. But for me personally, that game is just a blip on the radar. You move forward. You don't worry about it. and get ready for Thursday.
I got a phone call last night right around 10:35, 10:40, pretty much in 2-3 minutes after the game from Gary. And I checked my phone. I was in the bathroom, so yeah. I kind of missed it. And also, I tried bringing you back. And then I get one about half hour later, and it's just, man, what in the was that?
Was that?
Well, that was 36.8% from the field, 28.5% from three, and Giannis going 5 of 10 from the free throw line, and you getting outscored 38-23 in the fourth quarter. But let's just remember, they played three games in four nights, three different cities, two different time zones. You go out to Sacramento, that's Western. You go out to Utah, that's in the mountains. And Arizona's all messed up until daylight savings. So, you know, there's a lot going on. And they were in L.A. on Friday night. Right? This isn't anything to be worried about, right? This is no big deal last night. 114, 105, you lose. You have the best record in the league. Suns got the 29th best record in the league.
You know, I like the Steve Sparky Pfeiffers of the world because you never know what you're going to get. Was that like, wasn't that like you never know you can get inside unless it's commercial? So. No, there's some stuff going on here. And you cannot be worried all you want. It's not a big deal all you want. You can do all that. But here's a fact right here. If you're planning on giving Middleton $30 million, over the last two games, he didn't show you that's what you're supposed to be giving them.
The last two games, I combined 9 for 37 from
so
the floor.
You can go ahead and slough that off all you want and say, oh, yeah.
You do that again for me?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and slough it off. Go ahead. Say it's not a big deal. Yeah, just bad night. Just go ahead. Go ahead, do it. Go ahead, all you people. Go ahead, slough it off. Hey. Go talk real calm. Well, you know, you got to go out and bad night shooting. You know, bad night shooting. Everybody have a bad night shooting. I mean, that's kind of what. Yeah, go ahead. Say it.
Yeah, you just had a bad night.
Yeah, bad night. Well. Yeah, go ahead.
3 of 14 from Mirotic.
Yeah, I mean,
3 of 10 from downtown
against Utah. All you had was Middleton and Giannis against Utah, basically. And that was the night where you thought Middleton was just take all the shots you want. And he did. How many did he take? 24?
He took 24 against Utah.
Yeah, and he
correct.
Did. Go ahead. And then last night, that juggle was what, 1 of 13?
Yes, and 5
okay,
of 15
y'all,
was Eric
y'all Bledsoe. Go ahead and. Because this Joker wants $30 million. I had asked Steve the other day, we were talking about. Should he take a pay cut or because did we get to that? I don't even think we got to that. Something like that. Should he take a pay cut like Bledsoe did or something like that? Blah, 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 blah. Is he going to? Okay, that's one thing.
On the Gary Ellerson checklist of why last night's loss, 114-105 to the Suns, was a big deal.
Well, no, it wasn't. It really wasn't a big deal.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
For you people who think it wasn't. That is not a big deal. That Middleton didn't show up. Not a big deal. Bad shooting. And matter of fact, Middleton goes through these slumps like this. So we used to it. We used to it. And maybe right now he's going through a slump, so we're used to it. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, Bucks fans. It's all right.
Yeah, it's going to be all good. It's all right. We're okay. Yeah. Sparky Gary's concerning me over here.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you got a way to calm him down at all? Or
furthermore.
Oh, never mind.
Furthermore. We talked about chemistry with this team because we knew that's what they had, right? I mean, I thought, well, just going to keep it to Gary. I think chemistry is very important. And I think in some ways you have upset the apple cart bringing guys in. Guys knowing their roles, what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. Mirotić. How many minutes did Paul Gasol get last night?
He did not play last night.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did. 5 minutes.
Got 5 minutes.
He played. He had a couple boards and an assist.
So now you got to work that out. Whatever that is, got to work that out. Along with, I'm still giving Giannis in and out how many minutes I want to give him. I'm being careful with that. So you're trying to figure it out. Now listen, am I saying if the Bucks are the number one seed and they're playing number eight, who is eight right now? Do you?
Right now it's the Orlando Magic.
I'm not saying they're losing to Orlando Magic, okay? All right, I'm not going crazy out like that.
It would be fun to play John Hammonstein.
It would be kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool. Yeah. So I'm not going crazy out like that, okay? But what I am saying, if you think that you're just going to say, oh, yeah, it's okay, it's all right. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not all right. It's not right at all.
It's not all good in the hood.
No, when you're looking, first and foremost, when you're looking to give a guy that kind of dough and you don't know where to go and you don't know what you can get, I mean, that's tough. And then also, you're looking long-term down the line of adding players. And we talked about that. And listen, we like Meritage, right? We like him.
Like him a lot.
We like Parker. So, I mean, I don't have anything against those moves, okay? But this is what happens. You lose just like a little something. Now, baby Childs, you threw it out there great. Hey, Gary, different time zones, Joker's sleeping, not sleeping.
Yeah, 3 games in 4 nights. That's a long night.
3 games in 4 nights.
Long time.
I mean, that's a lot to ask.
Not sleeping in your own bed for that long, not seeing your family. That's a long time.
Long time. I can get down with that.
Mm-hmm. 5-game West Coast road trip.
But don't really be mistaken. And you can say bad night shooting, that's going to happen. Yeah, it is. It's going to happen. But it can't be prolonged. And you have to find somebody that's going to get you out of that. And that didn't happen last night.
So you're saying somebody on this team, on those situations, those given nights, no reason why that somebody couldn't step up and take a game.
Who's the guy other than Giannis?
Nobody played well.
Who is the guy other than Giannis?
Pick a night. It could be Brogdon. It could be Bledsoe. It could be Middleton. It could be Lopez.
Right.
Nobody was there last night. It was a bad game.
414-799-1250.
So you do think that it is somewhat of a big deal?
I'm not saying it's a really big deal, but I'm telling you, it's cause for concern. I'm telling you, if this is what you're going to get out of Middleton, this kind of play here, in a 2-game stretch, should be concerning to you when you're looking to give him the max.
Was last night's loss in Phoenix 114-105 a big deal for the Milwaukee Bucks? Nobody shoots well. They go 36.5%. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. Malcolm Brogdon had a reasonable quote last night.
I like the little crossover he had, though. You see that little crossover he had on top of the key on the Joker?
Mm-hmm.
Brogdon, yes. That was nice. Got to the hole.
And he commented last night of one of the reasons why maybe you should be concerned, depending on who the Milwaukee Bucks match up in the playoffs. Right now, it'd be the Orlando Magic. Don't worry, everybody. They're still in first place. Still got the best record in the league, right? They still got the best player in the league.
We're looking past the first round, cuz. Just saying.
Oh, okay. Wendy's Big Show, back after this.
You know, you got to tip your hat off to them. They play hard. I think they have more energy than us when we play them. So it results in extra shots, you know, pushing the ball down the court, getting easy shots on us. You know, I don't think we take them as seriously as we should.
There's Malcolm Brogdon after the Bucks fall 114-105 last night in Phoenix. They have the best record in the NBA. The Phoenix Suns have the 29th best record in the NBA. They've now beaten the Bucks twice in a season. That's the only team in the NBA to do that. That last night was also the first time all year long the Bucks have lost 2 consecutive games. But, you know, really, is last night that big of a deal, Sparky? You were kind of shaking your head while Gary went on his soliloquy in that last segment.
No, I mean, that's totally fine. Everybody's going to react differently to this. And that's what makes it great being a fan. Some people are going to get really fired up. I was fired up after the Jazz game. A lot of people didn't care about the Jazz game. I did because I thought it spoke volumes of bad coaching.
You were fired up at the Jazz game? You didn't say that yesterday?
I did. Maybe you weren't paying attention.
No, but you did. But
did I say it yesterday?
No, you did. Yeah. No. But I didn't hear the fired up. You said you was upset, but I didn't hear the...
Well, yeah, I was fired up on the postgame show.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So maybe if I had caught you in the postgame show, I'd have heard a little bit more. I didn't hear the fired up crazy spark. You know what I mean?
If you ever miss the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pros postgame show, you go to 105.7FMFan.com.
There you go.
Fan on demand.
And was it a crazy guy there? Was it crazy Sparky?
I don't know about his crazy Sparky, but I was mad.
Yeah.
And I haven't been,
a day later, you kind of...
I haven't been mad very often after Bucks losses this year. Because normally I can justify, like last night, whole team shot bad, fine, it happens, move on.
But Utah?
That game was stupid on a couple different levels for me. And so That had me irritated. I was in here with Jeff Orlovsky, and he was watching me yell at the TV towards the end of the game.
Priceless.
So, yeah, I was mad after that one.
Priceless.
Last night,
yeah, I was mad.
The whole bad just, the team just didn't play well. Ben tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan. At the time, I was upset, yes, because I was childish and thought about how embarrassing to lose to one of the worst teams in the NBA twice, as well as blow another double-digit fourth-quarter lead. When I finally allowed myself to grow up and be an adult, it's not a big deal. It may help in the long run. That's Ben tweeting at The Fan. Now, that could be a cause for concern. That's multiple games now. They've blown leads in both games.
Absolutely.
They've blown first quarter leads, and they've blown fourth quarter leads. Both games.
Yep, in both games, they were up by what, 16, 17?
17 in the Utah game, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mario's on the north side. Mario, last night a big deal for you?
Well, not just last night. It goes back, really going back even to the Bulls game. I'm seeing kind of a disturbing trend of, one, they've been giving up a lot of points, and two, which might even be more concerned, they've been blowing these double-digit leads. They almost lost to Sacramento after having a double-digit lead as well, so they kind of got lucky in some ways and pulled that one out. But they just didn't look – I mean, I don't know if it was fatigue or what it is, or teams are figuring them out, but they've got to figure out a way to put their foot on people's throat and keep it there. I know basketball, it can change all of a sudden, but when you start to get a trend of blowing double-digit leads, that's a problem.
Appreciate it. And it can be. It can be a concerning trend, but, right, they're on the West Coast. Nobody's playing well. Middleton's not shooting the ball well. Think those things are going to happen. These nights are going to get better.
I'll tell you the one thing, that they need Middleton to get hot. We haven't really seen it since the beginning of the year.
So true, Steve.
They need him to get going. Now, I'm fine if he doesn't get going between now and the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Do whatever you do. But when the postseason starts, especially that second round, they need him to go back to being that guy that can throw up 20 a night. 20, 22 a night consistently, game to game.
Because he told Bucks fans, if you're a real Bucks fan, you know that I'm going to go through these slumps.
No doubt.
Like you said, it's now been a slump of what? Maybe.
Well, I mean, he got warm there for a little while,
three weeks.
Now he's back into the funk again. But he just has to get—he has to be right in the playoffs for this team to be successful.
Sean's in Racine. He's next on The Fan. Hi, Sean.
This West Coast road trip was just a perfect storm. They ended up not really dealing with injuries all season, and then they had multiple issues between Giannis's knees. Brogdon had to sit out. Whether it was for rest or not, they sat out. Bledsoe the one game, but Prenti, I think, being on that team ended up giving a little bit more insight to them, to the Suns, for how to collapse and defend Giannis a bit more.
No doubt about it.
And they had the worst overall shooting night of the entire season all at the same time. They have not done that all season. They mentioned how last game against the Suns, I believe Lopez went 0-for-12 from three-point range. Well, that would have been just the one person that went cold, and then other people picked up the slack. That didn't happen last night. I'm not overly worried about it. It sucks it's the first of back-to-back. It sucks it's against one of the worst teams in the league. And it definitely sucked that was the first time they lost twice to the same team. But look at the overall package that we've gotten the entire season. Too many of these Bucks fans, as Gary says, you people need to chill out because they're paranoid. They're just waiting for that one thing to go bad. Sure, they like it when it's good, but then they get super vocal when all of a sudden they can point something out that's wrong and bad and ruin it, blow it up. He can't do this right. They can't do that. This team sucks. It gets frustrating because they're not – sure, you can say they're a fan because they're fanatics about it and they get hyped up about it, but they need to get as hyped up when they're doing good. And one last thing, I think you need to start pulling a page, Baby Tausch, out of the Rami Maklov book and start timing what time it is per day that Gary first says you people.
All right, I'll take that into advice.
Today,
thank you very much. Oh, thanks, Anthony.
Yeah.
There you go, Sean. Anthony. We got Anthony Mandela that can be on the case as well. And who was that he was talking about?
208.
Yeah, who used to do that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
First
two
people
is.
Of the day, 208 today.
208. Cool. Yeah, I don't know who that guy is that he brought up.
Yeah.
But there's also an issue that can arise, right, when Giannis has been sitting out and resting, and they've definitely limited his minutes, guys, on this trip. He looked tired last night while he was sitting on the bench. They sat him down at that 9-minute mark, and I thought, okay, cool, let him go, because he looked like he was gassed. He looked like he was done.
I do not understand why they are continuing to play him. I just don't get it. Like, you play them in a back-to-back for why? What was the point? You didn't need either one of those games, per se, Lakers or the Jazz. You certainly didn't need the Suns game. You could have sat him in that Suns game and not played him, and you would have had him off his feet Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 days off his feet before he played on Thursday. Could have totally got him refreshed, playing back at home on Thursday. You could have sat him on Saturday if you wanted to play him on ESPN against LeBron and the losers. Fine. Then you could have sat him on Saturday, sat him on Sunday, sat him on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and gave him 5 days
so
off
now you're
by having 2 days
off. Misuse of Giannis right now by Budenholzer. And I would have never.
I understand that the dude wants to play, right?
Yes.
And everybody tells me on Twitter, well, good luck telling Giannis that he's got to sit.
Right.
Dude, he's the coach.
It's his job
to not. To make a decision and be like,
it is.
For the betterment of you, you're sitting.
Right.
And we're going to go with what we have tonight. And if we lose, whatever. But this is what we have to do. You're coming down to crunch time now. The guy's got a knee issue. Whether you all want to admit to it or not, he clearly has something going on. So let's make sure that knee is as good as it's going to be going into the playoffs and not play him in games you don't need him. And quite frankly, you really don't need to play him the rest of the year. Per se, you're in the playoffs, you're locked in, here we go. Now you're battling for top seed, and I get that. But you don't need to be playing in back-to-backs anymore. I haven't looked at the schedule to see if they got back-to-backs left or how many they have left. There's no reason to play them in a back-to-back at all at any point. And there is no reason to play them against garbage teams the rest of the way.
Right, and then that's the issue that I have, too. And when you're playing Indiana, good. Get them out there and lock up the division.
And when you're playing Atlanta, I don't need to see them. I don't need to see him against Atlanta or Phoenix or any of these other crappy teams.
They do have a couple more back-to-backs. We'll give you those names or dates in a couple of seconds. But let's get KJ in West Dallas in here. KJ, last night a big deal to you?
It's a little concerning to me, GE.
Yeah.
I see some trends that I don't like right now. And the biggest one for me is the defensive intensity for this team. They're missing assignments. They're letting guys blow by them to the bucket. They're losing double-digit leads in the fourth quarter in consecutive games, and that's what's going to lose you playoff games. When you don't play any defense, and you're playing Ole defense, and guys are blowing by you, and then they're kicking out to the corners and killing you from the three-point line. That's what's happened in the Utah game. That's what happened last night in the Phoenix game, and I don't see anything positive with the way that they're playing defense right now.
But KJ, can you take some credence in the fact that now they're doing this against lesser teams and once they're already clinched into the playoffs?
No, man. They got 19 games to figure this out.
Oh, man.
This isn't going to – they can't just –
Right, they got 19 games to hold off and wait and keep fresh for the playoffs now.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen magically, man. They got to learn how to play together. You got a couple of new guys on this team. You got Mirotic. You know, he's a pretty good shooter, but I mean, he's got to be able to rotate in the defense and be able to fit in. If he can't, then put somebody like DJ Wilson that's going to give you a little bit of spark off the bench. And intensity on defense.
All right.
I mean, I'm not saying you got to play him over Mirotić, but you got to have some minutes for him too.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call. We got DJ Wilson tomorrow night, Milwaukee Basketball Hour, 6 to 7 at Fuel Cafe on 5th Street. I'll be hosting along with Steve Novak tomorrow night. Bill Michaels can't do it tomorrow night. He's on the road elsewhere in the state. Will tweets at 105.7 FM, the fan, not worried about it at all. Losses like this have benefits that aren't gained by a win. Sounds strange. They humble a team and act as a restart button. And the Bucks need a chip on their shoulder. Do you agree with that they need a chip on their shoulder, Gary?
I don't know because their leader comes out with a chip every night. That guy,
Giannis,
guy
makes him so great, it seems like.
Right, now these other guys, I would think that's got to be contagious, that they got to get in line and get with that. No, Steve, I agree with you. They had a bad night. They really did all the way around. But I just, what's so concerning to me is, yes, the losses of the leads that they've had. Chris Middleton, because you're right when you said you can't get to the Eastern Conference Finals with Chris Middleton playing like that.
I don't think so.
You can't. Not going to happen. You got to have – because they're a collection of players all playing right. I mean, you got to get 17 or 18 at least out of Middleton to get where you want to go. Now
– and efficiency is going to hamper
little,
that as well.
That's a little concerning to me.
I'm never concerned about Hyundai West Dallas.
No, we're not. Hyundai never. West Dallas is part of the International Auto Group located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue. Guys, you go down on Highway 100 and you pull into Arthur Avenue, and there they are, International Autos. They're lined up. They own damn near the whole street. But right there on the side is my good friend Dan Richards. My good friend Dan, he's general sales manager over there. And it's Hyundai West Dallas. You know, they're absolutely incredible. I mean, Dan is ready to put a deal for you right now today on a new or used car that they have in stock right now. And he's ready to help you guys save some money because that's what they're in the business to do. They're in the business to, sell cars, but also to help save you money and put you in a safe driving car that you're going to love, that you're going to have fun in. Go check my good friend out right now, Dan Richards, general sales manager over at Hyundai West Dallas, located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue.
3 games in 4 nights. The Bucks lose for the first time to the same team twice. Lose back-to-back games for the first time all year, and they're going to face something real similar to that the rest of the way out. Tell it to you next.
A lot of credit to Phoenix. You know, the competitiveness of their group, the energy they played with tonight. They deserve a lot of credit. They made the plays down the stretch, fought back from being in a hole a couple different times. So just a lot of credit to Phoenix tonight.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler joining the show at 3 o'clock. Gary Yellerson changing clothes and showing everybody the taco meat, as Leroy Butler would say, during the break. Now throwing on a very interesting sweater. Do you see that thing, Sparky?
Yeah, that's his old guy sweater. But it looks warm as warm
can be. Welcome to the neighborhood.
No,
Gary
Mr.
Ellerson.
Rogers never wore anything like that.
Are you
that's
kidding me? That's
no
straight
way.
Out of the neighborhood.
No, Mr. Rogers never wore anything. That's way more stylish than anything Mr. Rogers ever wore.
Oh, I disagree. I
take
thought
a
Mr.
Picture
Mr.
Of it
Rogers
put it up
was styling. Yeah, we got to get Mother Plucker
like
in here for that. I didn't say I didn't
like
it.
With
I,
jeans?
Yeah. Sure.
Looks warm. Is it warm?
It's warm.
It looks warm.
I bet it is.
It's cold outside.
Now, are you going to be all bundled up in Arizona like you were last year?
Yeah.
Last year, this dude was wearing...
No, I saw the pictures. And they're all over Twitter.
Hat what? Underneath
we're
his
headphones. You were all covered up in
oh,
the whole
deal. It was cold
deal.
Last year.
Sitting outside.
Yeah, it was cold.
So why didn't you just stay inside?
Well, because the sun was out. I mean, it was warmer there than it was here, so you got to go outside.
Right.
No doubt. Right.
So you just got to, you know.
You just got to grin and bear it, right?
Yeah, it felt good. I mean, you need some of those. Is that what you get? Vitamin D? Is that what you get from the sun? What kind
sure.
of vitamins
yeah,
you
that
get?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
And really, that's what I think the Bucks might have been doing. They could have been laying out in the sun a little bit too much, getting some of that Phoenix air. It was nice there yesterday. It was in the 80s. To me, in the 80s tomorrow, and then in the 60s, once we get out there, we leave on Thursday doing the big show from AmFam Fields of Phoenix on Friday, all next week. Bill Michaels, big show, spring training live. That's 10 hours of straight coverage from American Family Fields of Phoenix here on The Fan for you because we know you love the Milwaukee Brewers. Let's get to Dan and Racine. Last night's Bucks loss, a big deal to you, Dan?
Hey, fellas, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's concerning, man. For me, it is anyways. You know, you blow fourth quarter leads. I haven't seen, and we haven't seen a lot of playoff victories. We got to maintain this, man. We got to keep the lead, and they got to have home court throughout the series, man. I mean, if we lose that, we ain't getting a shot at the championship. And I got a question for Sparky. How do we let Bogut go to the Warriors? How do we not wrap that up?
Well, you got Pau Gasol. That was your Andrew Bogut. That's simple and sweet. And Pau Gasol was what you could have had for Andrew Bogut. And to be real about this, Andrew Bogut was going to the Golden State Warriors as soon as they sent somebody over there to ask him, and that was done.
Yeah.
Andrew Bogut wants to go win another ring. He loved playing in Golden State. He loved being in California in the warm weather. He knows the guys on that team for the most part outside of Durant already, having played with most of those guys. It's a no-brainer for Bogut. The Bucks couldn't have competed with that.
Hey, well, who do you rather have, though, right now? You'd rather have Bogut, right?
Gasol fits more than what Bogut does for them. I mean, Bogut provides shot blocking and rebounding in low post play. Gasol provides rebounding, assists, and three-point shooting, or outside shooting, 15-footers, whatever. I think Gasol fits this team better than probably Bogut. But Bogut will have an impact on Golden State coming off the bench behind Boogie Cousins when he gets fouled out or kicked out of a game or a couple of games in a series or whatever Cousins tends to do. That's going to be the fun part. If I could do anything, I'd love to see Cousins and Bogut go at it in practice. Now, that would be entertaining. Thanks for the call. Because I'll tell you right now, if they practice hard, that could be some fun stuff there between Bogut and Cousins.
Because Bogut's is not going to back down to that dude.
Bogut will throw an elbow. Bogut will do whatever. And, you know, what Cousins does to that in a practice, I have no idea. But I think it's a good pickup for Golden State. But I just don't know if he fits what they're trying to do here.
No.
Sparky, three.
Good. I agree with Steve.
Oh, three back-to-backs left in the 2019 portion of the NBA season for the Bucks. You have Saturday, Sunday of this weekend at home against Charlotte, on the road against San Antonio. Then in the March 19th, March 20th, you're at home against L.A., on the road against Cleveland, and then the next
no reason to play him against Cleveland.
Back-to-back are the second and third last games of the year, at home against Brooklyn and at home against Atlanta.
Yeah, and I don't play him against Atlanta. See, the problem with this is, you know, you're going to screw your home fans out of not seeing him play sometimes. But that's part of the deal, man. At this point, it has to be about the playoffs and making sure he's healthy and ready. There's no reason to play him against Cleveland. There's no reason to play him against Atlanta. You said the other back-to-back was Indiana and Charlotte?
Charlotte and San Antonio.
Charlotte and San Antonio. Yeah, and San Antonio's the second game?
Mm-hmm.
And where is that?
At San Antonio.
Yeah, I wouldn't play him there either. And I've always said that star players should play on the road if they're resting, and then you should have to rest him at home. That should be an NBA rule.
Because everybody gets to see him on
correct.
The road. Yeah.
But
especially when you go to Lakers one time.
But in my opinion, mm-hmm. screw San Antonio. They've screwed this league for years doing that crap to everybody else.
No,
so
right.
I don't really care that they don't
totally.
Get to see him. Yell at your organization mm-hmm. for doing it to everybody else in this league. Because I can tell you for certain, it's happened in Milwaukee numerous times where mm-hmm. all of a sudden Ginobili and Parker aren't playing in Milwaukee. Or Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker aren't even making the trip to Milwaukee and there's nothing wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
That irritates me. Giannis, there's at least something wrong with. There's a knee issue that we've been dealing with now here for a while. So this isn't resting just to rest and there's nothing wrong for him. This is, they got to make sure this knee is okay for the playoffs or is it as good as it's going to get. So for me, he doesn't play in San Antonio. He doesn't play in Cleveland. He doesn't play home against Atlanta. Those three games, for sure, he's not playing the rest of the year.
Gary, would you run him in those back-to-backs? Once again, it's at home against Charlotte, on the road against San Antonio, at home against the Lakers, on the road against Cleveland, and at home against Brooklyn and Atlanta.
Well, see, just the principle of it all. I mean, if they think he's wearing down, they only know that. And so they have to guard against it. Right, they're already in the playoffs. The problem that you have when you start doing things like this is momentum. Guys get comfortable. They get into some sort of groove. And then you start messing with that. And that's the danger of sitting guys.
Is there any danger in setting a different precedent for different players on the team? That doesn't matter at this
level,
does it?
Like Steve said, though, San Antonio's done it for years.
Yep.
And
I'm saying about on your own team.
Well, I don't like it, you know. And then now San Antonio's proven it to be work. But I think San Antonio, they could do it because they had a team that was full of veterans. And they understood it. They know how to do it. The Milwaukee Bucks are first-timers. And so everything they're doing right now is new and different for them. So they have to go through it and kind of figure it out. It's like learning on the fly, basically, for them. I play him if he's able to play. But if you sense that he's hurt, then I'd sit him.
Rams on the north side. Ram, last night a big deal to you?
Hey, what's going on, Baby T and Sparky and Gary? Hey. I'm going to say yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just keeping it real like I always do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Gary.
Yeah, what's up, Ram?
When you talk about recruits,
yeah,
we talking about 1 to 5 stars. The Bucks really only got one guy.
Yeah.
And that's Giannis.
They got 1 5 star. They got 1 5 star.
He's going to be a 5 star.
Yeah, he's 5 star.
Everybody in his seat. Then it's just the rest is just a group of guys.
How many stars is the rest of them?
3 and under.
Who's a 3 star?
Brogdon, Bledsoe. I had to give Middleton a 2 star.
let Ram go right now. Hang up.
All right.
No, don't name me up. But I'm going to say this. Now, Gary.
I thought he was going to give him a 1.
They didn't match up well with them last night. Oubre can ball, man. He had 13 rebounds. He has 5 offensive rebounds. A guy that's 6'7", 6'8", banging. You know, okay, maybe they were playing with a chip on their shoulder. They felt a certain type of way. Okay, but I just felt that Brown, Snell, and some of them younger guys to play to match up with that younger energy. They were just too slow.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. They couldn't keep up. And I'm going to say this. When you go to the playoffs, Sparky, teams tighten up. They know how to play Giannis now. They waiting on that spin move. I think they stole the ball from him like two or three times. Two,
yep.
Three times. Boom. Somebody right there.
Sure.
And then the other thing I saw is like the defense. I think they giving up on the defensive scheme. That's what it's looking like. Because like I told you, the last four games, they don't get 494 points. Okay, you won four of them, but you lost one in Utah, and you lost this one, not counting this game. But when you play in the playoffs, you're going to have guys going at you like a Booker and a Mitchell, and they got like two or three guys on one team. How do you counter that?
I mean, you play harder. That's what you do. You play harder than you did against the Phoenix Suns, who are one of the worst teams in the league.
We're talking about the playoff, though. We're talking about the playoff.
Right, so you're going to play better. You're going to play harder.
So is everybody else.
Right.
We hope that they do. I hope that they do. But what I'm saying is, going to the last part of the season, they got to tighten the ship up. You know, I don't know about this resting and this sort of, if Giannis is hurt, these other guys got to step up. That's what it's really about now.
They
okay.
really
Thanks
need.
Thanks for the call, Ram.
They need Middleton to get back into a rhythm. Here is what they need.
Yes,
and they need him to be feeling good about himself going into the playoffs and having that confidence that, look, I'll throw up 20,
him
22
more so than anybody else.
Yes, 20-22 a night. Brogdon's going to be there. I don't worry about him. Bledsoe hopefully will be there more times than not in the postseason. He's had a pretty good year. Mirotić, as you've seen, is hot or cold depending on if he's hitting his shots or not. Going forward. And then Giannis, you know he's going to get his points every night. I still think, when we talk about X factors in this whole thing, it's going to be Brook Lopez. If Brook Lopez is hitting threes consistently in the playoffs, it's going to be tough.
You can see how playoff series are going to play out for the Bucks. They're going to give Giannis the three, 15-footer.
He's hitting it. He's hitting that three a lot better now.
He is.
No doubt he is.
But they're going to give it to him, right? And when he goes to the hole, they're going to foul him. They're going to make him shoot free throws.
And I know he's the people's.
Those two things are going to happen.
I know he's the people's champion right now because he just signed the extension. But 5 of 15 and 0 of 6 from downtown from Eric Bledsoe is not going to get it done as well either.
No,
but that's why you got to have Middleton though with that.
Well, sure, but I mean, can we put a little bit of blame on this man too?
Yeah.
But the problem with that is, I mean, there's really not a problem. You're just looking at a one game sample size,
right?
But if you're looking at the last few games, Eric Bledsoe's been there more times than anybody else has at this point. Bledsoe has
two
been
of 11 from three the other night too.
He beat the Lakers.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, he beat the Lakers at that point. And the previous game against Sacramento, he balled out and played really well too. So yeah, he didn't play well against Phoenix. And again, you know, I don't necessarily know if I'm buying Bledsoe long term as far as if he's going to be like this every year going forward. You like the fact that he wants to be here. You like the fact that he took a discount to stay here. Now, he maybe not perceive it as a discount, but the fans perceive it as a discount at this point. So you like that too. Now just see, you know, how it plays out going forward. If you look at Giannis in the month of February, Gary, he shot 40% from three in the month of February.
No, he's it's dynamite.
He's
right
warming
now.
Up.
Golden, yeah.
40%. Shot 78% from the free throw line in the month of February as well. That was his best month at the free throw line was in February at 78%. 7.2 shots made out of 9.2 shots attempted on average. Averaged 30.5 points in the month of February.
Best part about Eric Bledsoe now in a 4-year, $70 million contract extension is he's not looking for a career change. But if you are, you have somewhere to go, Sparky.
No doubt about it. And if you don't like having somebody breathing over your shoulder and you enjoy driving and listening to the radio or whatever the case may be, I got it. I have got it. And you can be your own boss. Run your own business, right? Who doesn't want to do well? Maybe some people don't, but a lot of people would love to be their own boss and run their own business. And John Young and the guys over at Young Express can help you do just that. They want to show you how to become successful, being a successful transporter of expedited freight. All that means is you drive your vehicle to wherever they tell you to go. You pick up the stuff, the freight, and 99% no-touch freight. That means freight's loaded, unloaded with a forklift, no manual loading or unloading. You just worry about driving. Then you go drop it off wherever they tell you to drop it off at. Then you call back to dispatch, and they tell you where to go next. And that's it. That's all there is. They're looking for full-time independent contractors and those guys and girls that want to drive locally. Stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee. Do short runs, not any crazy 15-hour runs or anything like that, like Nationwide guys do. Plus, you get sleep in your own bed each and every night. It's a beautiful thing. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, looking for cargo vans, sprinter vans, tractor trailers, Young Express provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. What you need, a cell phone, have to be able to get a hold of you, good insurance on your vehicle, and a willingness to work hard. You got all that, you're good to go with Young Express. So you ever thought of becoming your own boss? Now is the time. Join the Young Express team. Find them at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
We'll ask Eric Name just how big of a deal last night's loss was in an hour from now on the Big Show. But next, we get to talk to Leap 36, Leroy Butler in the house. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Gary Ellerson channeling his Mr. Rogers today with the sweater. Now, the only difference in here is, Gary, now you didn't sing when you put on your Mr. Rogers sweater just before during the last segment, but also, Mr. Rogers doesn't fully go down to the taco meat. He just keeps the tie and the suit shirt on.
Yeah. Well, I got a thing suit underneath it.
No. Yeah, you warmed up a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to vote on if Gary Ellerson's sweater is Mr. Rogers
or not.
1057FMTheFan.com and on the Facebook page, Sports Radio 1057FMTheFan. You don't think so at all?
I've never seen Mr. Rogers wore a sweater like that.
Now, Mr. Rogers usually has the zipper. Right, he likes the zipper in the middle.
That's way more stylish than anything Mr. Rogers ever wore.
Are we putting this on Instagram? Where are we putting this up at?
Facebook and Twitter. We can put it up on Instagram, too.
Yeah, put it on.
But people are too nice on Instagram. That's the issue. I want some good stuff here. Because yesterday I got the caption or the memory on Facebook of the caption contest that Gary and Rami thought it would be funny to do last year while we were in Arizona.
With The Rock?
When I was just hanging outside, just trying to catch a couple of rays in the beginning of the day. Tim and I had just gone down, gotten some interviews down at the clubhouse, and I just thought I'd soak in a couple of rays. And we got a nice little caption contest of my white thighs. So let's see what we get on Gary's Mr. Rogers sweater over there.
All right, we're going to have him put up on. Can you put up on all three?
Yeah, we'll load it up.
We're working on it.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There you go.
It's all the same. 105.7 FM, The Fan. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. That's what Charles called on the north side.
What's up,
and Charles? I got to know, was last night a big deal to you, man?
Nah, not at all, man. I think pretty much Bucks fans, it's kind of funny, man, just listening to people complaining. If you would have told me in the beginning of the year that our low point of the season will be going 3-2 on a road trip and losing back-to-back games where we both had big leads in both games, you know, I think I would have taken that any day of the week, man. You know, so I think everybody just need to calm down. These guys are going to get it together. We've got a lot of moving parts. Defensively, they're struggling because people like Sterling Brown, who's a great defender, I think, or a pretty decent defender. You know, guys like that going in, Paul Gasol coming in, a lot of changes. So I think there's a lot of different moving parts. That's kind of a lot of different reasons that's kind of affecting, you know, them playing a little inconsistent lately. But I think they'll get it together, man. Maybe this will be the thing that motivates them to get things together and play with that chip on the shoulder like they are and go back to that underdog mentality, and everything will be all right. That's all I got, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Charles. Thanks for calling, man. We enjoy it when you give us a call. And that part of it, too, Sparky, is there's really not a better time for you to lose the back-to-back games when you're playing the Utah Jazz and the Phoenix Suns. Out of conference, really doesn't mean anything. You just clinched up the playoffs. You had your party in L.A.
I disagree. If you watch the beginning of that game, it meant something. From the first time Giannis touched the ball, they wanted that game. Mm-hmm. They know they haven't lost back-to-backs all year. They know they haven't lost the same team twice, whatever the case was. They wanted that game against the Phoenix Suns. And I would think Eric Bledsoe really wanted that game against the Phoenix Suns. We talked about it all day yesterday about, dude, they're going to kill this team. And when it started out, they were up like 16 or 14, whatever it was early. I'm like, this is over. And then all of a sudden, the Suns make a run, and they're right back in. I'm like, uh-oh, this has shades of Utah all over again.
Sure.
And this time, your starting backcourt is in there, and now you're struggling a little bit. But when it's all said and done, they didn't shoot the basketball well. Pretty much nobody did. And you lose the basketball game, you forget about it, you move on, and get ready for Thursday.
Leroy, last night, these guys are all freaking out about the Bucks losing the game last night. The Phoenix Suns, first time they lose back-to-back.
First time they lose to the same team. The Lakers, they're terrible.
So it, was there any big deal last night?
No, man. No. You live by the three, you die by the three. You live by the shooting, you die by the shooting, you move on.
That's the perfect way to wrap it up.
Yeah, there's nothing to see here.
And they beat the Lakers on the trip, so really it doesn't really matter, right?
Because
that was the biggest game. Yeah, that was the biggest game.
Right. Are we wasting time with sorry teams like this?
I sat down for that Lakers game and the game last night with a nice Beauforting beer, a premium quality beer with superior ingredients, 100% natural barley, hops, freshest spring water, the freshest it could be, because the brewery in Luxembourg is built right on the springs. It's been there for over 250 years. It's still family-owned. They never sold out. They never went to a big, gigantic corporation. It's not brewed in mass quantities. Instead, a Beauforting is brewed in a small, personal batch with that nice little family touch. The lineup, the Pilsner, the flagship, it's smooth as anything could be. And the triple ale, 8% ABV. That's what I hit up last night. I was watching the Bucks on the main, on the side screen, had the Bachelor on the main screen, and it went well. It was better than a little wine night. It was a Beauforting night for Beauforting Bill. And if you are enjoying a Beauforting out at Cafe Hollander, Nomad Pub, Stilthouse, Sport Club, Nomad, anywhere.
You just call yourself Beauforting Bill.
Beauforting Bill, that's the name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.